Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chof Gimel, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, the two dots, Maisa Shesholchu L'choyni Amagel V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. To Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba ben Devorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindle, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rifka bas Freda, Menachem Mendel ben Rochel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Sarah Shainzel Bas Yitl, Eliyahu Ben Silla, Hannah Perel Bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So today's daf, like the last few dafin, is going to be Agadita. Today's daf, like the last few dafin, is going to begin with a story, a well-known story. Today's is the story of Choyni Amagel. In fact, the entire daf, it's a long daf as far as words go, is about the Tana Choyni Amagel. So who exactly was Choyni Amagel? It's going to be pretty apparent from going through these Gemaras, and Be'ezus Hashem in the Rebbeit will revisit it. Says the Gemara, Maisa Shesholchu L'Choyni Amagel V'chulu. So the Mishnah told a story where once upon a time, the winter had passed, and it hadn't rained yet. And the situation was at the brink of becoming very, very desperate. So the Yidden went to Choyni Amagel, and they told Choyni Amagel, we need you to call a favor. We need you to pull off a moifes. Mishnah says what Choyni Amagel did. And of course, the Yidden had Yeshua. The Gemara is going to begin with a brisa that's going to tell the story that the Mishnah already told, albeit in brisa form, which is with more details and a little bit more fleshed out. So Zok de Gemara, right to the brisa. Tanu Rabbanon, Pam Achas, once upon a time, Yatzer Roiv Adar v'lo Yarduk Shama. The majority of Chodesh Adar had passed and it hadn't rained. Shochu l'choyni Amagel, the Yidden sent to Choyni Amagel and they said, quote, Hispalo v'yarduk Shama, daven for us, make it rain. His spalo, so Choyni Amagel daven, v'la yarduk shaman, but it didn't rain. Og uga, so he drew a circle in the ground. V'amad betoicha, and he stood inside the circle. Kiderech she'asa chabako kanavi. And the precedent to pull off such a move was one of the Nevi'im. It was the Navi Chabakuk. Shenema, the Pasuk says, regarding Chabakuk, al mishmarti emoida, v'esyatzva al matzar. I'm going to stand in these confines, v'atzap alirois, and I'm going to wait and see ma yedaber bi, u'ma'ashav al tichachti. What a Kadosh Baruch was going to tell me. So in that same vein, Choyni Amagel, who wasn't a Navi, he was a Tana, he was Og Uga, he stands inside the circle and he begins to daven. Amalefan of Rabbeinu Shalom. He turned to the Abish and he said, Bonecha samu pnei amalai. Your children have turned to me to make it rain for them. And the reason they chose me is Shanike ben Bayis lefanecha. Because I'm a ben Bayis in your house. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol. And then Choyni Amagel started speaking sharf. He said, I swear in your name. She'en yizaz mikan. I'm not leaving this uga. Ad shetirachem al bonecha. Until you have Rachmanos on your children. As Choyni Amagel said this, it began to rain. But it was only menatfin. It was raining very, very softly. It was drizzling. Amru lo Talmidov. So the Talmidov went to Choyni Amagel and they said, Rebbe, re'inucha v'loy namus. We want to see you. We don't want to die. Meaning, kimedumim. You know what it looks like? She'en g'shamim yarden el lahat ha'shvuascha. You swore that you're not going to leave the circle unless it rains. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels like he doesn't want you to have to stand in this uga for the rest of your life as a result. So he's making a rain, but not the rain that we need. This rain's not going to help us. It's going to be Matar Yeshua. That's true. So it's going to serve a purpose, but it's not going to help us. Omar Sochoni Amagel said, mask him. So he goes back to Abish and he says, Loi kach sha'alti. This is not what I daven for. El gishmei boir shichun maris. I daven for rain that's going to fill up all the reservoirs. Like this, the oilam is going to have what to drink. Yardu bazaf. As soon as Choyni Amagel said that, it started raining, but this time very, very aggressively. Achakol tipa v'tipa k'mloi plichavis. In fact, the tipos of rain, the raindrops were so big that each one was able to fill the opening of a barrel. The Shiru Chachamim, in fact, the Chachamim went and they were Meshayer, they measured it, and they saw she'ain tipa p'chus amilug. There was no tipa that was less than a lug. Some were more, but none were less. These were very, very big raindrops. So again, the Talmidim went to Choyni Amagel and they said, Rebbe, re'inuch v'loy namas, we want to see you, we don't want to die. K'medum anani, she'ain k'shamim yarden ela la'abe da'ilam. Again, it doesn't look like Hashem really wants to give us what we need. Meaning, it's true, you're davening for rain, said Abish descending rain. But this is not the rain we need. This rain is going to be ma'abed ha'olam. Amalafanov. So Choyni Amagel went back to the Eivishta. And again, he said another tefillah. He said, Loi kach sha'alti. It's not what I davened for. Ela gishmei ratzon, bracha, v'nedava. That's the type of rain we need. Yardu ketiknon. And then it started raining, not too little, not too strong, until the whole nation went to the Har Habayis because it was raining so much. Meaning, the size of the raindrops was okay, but it just didn't stop raining. And it was raining, and it was raining, and it was raining. And it got to the point where the Beir Shichim Aris were filled, and it was starting to overflow. And the Olim started getting worried that maybe it's just not going to stop raining. So they asked Chayni Amagu, could you just throw in one more tefillah? Maybe daven that it should stop raining, the sun should come out. Amalohem, so Chayni Amagel said, Adkan, kach mekublani, I have a mesoira, she'ein mispalolin al roiv hatoivo. That you don't daven for too much good. And too much rain, that's not something I'm going to daven for. Afal pikein, he said, stating that, hiviu li par hoido. Let's bring a par hoido. Now Rashi says, what was the purpose of this par hoido? So Rashi says the word hoida is miloshin vidui. Let's bring a par and let's be misvada on this par. This happened while there was a Beis HaMikdash. Let's bring a carp. Avilo par hoida. They brought this par. Samach shteyad of olav. He did smicha on the par. V'omel afonav. Ribayna shalolam. Amchi Yisrael sheitzeis mi Mitzrayim. Amchi Yisrael that you took out of Mitzrayim. Einam yicholim leiberev toiva v'loi peroi peronius. They can't handle too much toiva and they can't handle too much peronius. Ka'asto aleim. You got angry at them. Einam yicholim lama. They can't handle it. Hishpat aleim toiva, then you give them toiv, einan yuchaylum lamu. They can't handle it either. Yehirotze milfanecho, said Chayni Amagel, sheyifzeku akshamim, the rain should stop, vihirevach ba'oilom, and everything should be calm. Miyad, noshvo haruach, a wind came and blew, v'nespazru ha'oven, all the clouds dissipated, v'zarch ha'chamo, the sun shone, v'yotzu ha'am, l'sada, and the am was able to go out into the fields, v'yviu lehem kimeim with patriots, and they brought truffles and mushrooms. Things started to grow. Says the Gemara, sholach lo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach overheard what happened. Shimon ben Shetach was alive at that time. He was the leader of the Jewish people at the time. And he sends the Chayni Amagel and he says, Ilmoli Chayni Atwir, not for the fact that you were Chayni, meaning if somebody else would have done this, Gizrani Alecho Nidi, I would put you into Chayim. Meaning, you can't talk this way. Why? He said, She'ilu Shonim Kishnei Eliyo, Shemaftachis Kishonim B'yodeh Shal Eliyo. What would be if these were years like the times of Eliyo Anavi, where there was a hunger and it was very, very challenging, and the Maftechei Shal Kishonim, which the Gemara said in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Aloy Nimsru B'yad Shliach, were handed over to Eliyo Anavi. Right, during that kuf, Eliyo Anavi was the one that held the keys. Loy Nimsa Shem Shemayim Meschal HaYotcho, you know what would have came out? There would have been a Chilul Hashem. So what was Shimon ben Shetach saying? Eliyo HaNavi, at the time of his hunger, when he was dealing with Achav, so he swore that it's not going to rain unless I say so. Meaning, unless I say it should rain, it's not going to rain. What did Chayni Amagel do? Chayni Amagel said, unless it rains, I'm not walking outside of this Uga. Which means if Eliyo would have done what he did, and Chayni Amagel would have done what he did at the same exact time, there would have been a standoff. Meaning, Chayni's not leaving the Uga unless it rains. Eliyo HaNavi swore that it's not going to rain unless he says so. Someone's going to have to bend, and there's a potential for there to be a Chilul Hashem, because maybe Chayni's going to have to leave the circle even though it didn't rain, or maybe Eliyo HaNavi, even though he swore it's not going to rain, is going to have to make it rain. Either way, Shimon ben Shetach said, a big Chilul Hashem could have came out of this. And as a result, I should have put you on Chayim, Avol Ma Eseh Lecha. There's nothing I could do to you. She'atem Eschata Lufnei Amokim. You are able to sin in front of your Creator, and Afal Pikein Ba'isel Ritzayin Chadebisha does whatever you want him to do. Keben Shem Eschata Lovel, like a child is able to do this to a father. Right, a child can chep his father, but Ba'isel Ritzayin at the end of the day, as a tata, so for example, a child can behave the way he behaves, and then he can say, Abba, can you please bathe me in hot water? Maybe you can cool me off in cold water. Give me nuts. Shkedim, give me almonds. Afarsikim very mighty, give me peaches and pomegranates. But nice and light, he gives it to him. You're the same way. Betzim, what you did wasn't okay. But at the same time, Ma'essa, what should I do? You're like a son who was talking to his father. And Shimon ben Shetach told Chayni Amagel, it's regarding you that the pasuk says, Yismach avicha ve'imecha v'sogel yiladetecha. Meaning, you're someone whose father should be proud of him. You're a child towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanu Rabbanon. Ma sholchu b'nei lishkas ha'gozes l'Chayni Amagel. So when the Yidden were trying to get Chayni Amagel to daven for rain, what exactly did they send him? So the Gemara is going to quote three psukim in Iyuv Perichov Beis. And the Gemara is going to say that from those psukim we know what it was that the Yidden had sent to Chayni Amagel. The pasuk says, "V'sigzar oimer v'yakom loch v'al drochecha noga They told him, Chayne, you have the ability to say things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what you say. The gedder of tzaddik geyser, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. Val drachecha noga or, they told him, dor shehoya afel, the door that's dark, heyarta b'tfilascha, you were mayor with your tefillah. Pasuk says, ki yishpilu v'toymer geva, v'shach einayim yoshia. Ki yishpilu v'toymer geva, dor shehoya shafel, higvat b'tfilascha. That was shafel, you were able to lift up with your tefillah. And then when it says, v'shach einayim yoshia, dor shehoya, that had done averus, you were able to help with your tefillah. Then the pasuk says, "You malit inaki v'nimlat kivur kapecha." You malit inaki dar shloihay inaki melata b'tefilascha. The door that wasn't inaki, you were able to save with your tefillah. V'nimlat bebar kapecha milatetoy b'masi yodecha habrurim. You were able to save the door with your ma'isim. So this was a message that they sent Chayni not beforehand, but rather afterwards, as is clear from the Gemara. So after Chayni was able to pull off the Moifes, so this is what they sent to him. So up to Gemara, the topic of Chayni Amagel. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol yom of shaloisei tzadik, hayi mitzar al mikrozeh. All the days of Chayni Amagel, he used to be bitzar over the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Shir hamalois b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzioi. Now we know this pasuk, but Chazal dashen that what this pasuk really means to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that b'shuv Hashem b'shuv asiyim, when the Yidden are going to return to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to look back and we're going to realize that throughout our galus, hayinu kechayomim, we were dreaming. Now, the first galus that the Yidden went to was galus Bavel, as if to say, during the 70 years of galus Bavel, hayinu kechayomim, we were in some stupor, we were in a deep sleep, we were literally chaloming. We were dreaming. Amar, so this pasuk bothered Chayni Amagel. How much? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yom of shaloisei tzadik, hayim mitztair al mikrozeh. His entire life, this pasuk bothered him. Okay, so what bothered him so much about this pasuk? He said, mi ikad denayin shivin shnin b'chalma. Is it possible for a person to sleep for 70 years and to dream for 70 years? Here comes a classic. Says the Gemara. This always bothered Chayni Amagel. Yoy mechad hava azal b'orcha. One day Chayni Amagel was traveling, and he saw somebody who was planting a carob tree, a boxer tree. Amalei, he turns to this person and said, "Hi, tell me this tree at Kamishnin time. How many years does it take for this tree to grow?" Amalei, at Shivin Shnin, it takes 70 years. Amalei, pshito lachtechaya Shivin Shnin, you're so self-confident that you're going to be around in 70 years, that you're putting in all the effort, you're being zayrim bedimma, so one day you'll be berina yiktar, you're going to have all these charuvin. Amalei, hi gavra, alma b'charuva ashkeche, keicha deshas liyavos, yishas inami levroi. Says, "No, I don't think I'm going to." But at the same time, I came into the world and I got boxer. Why? Because my father, my Zayde, did it for me. So this is the Galgal Oyla. This is the way it works. I'm doing for the people that are going to follow me what my predecessors did for me. So the Gemara says, Yosef Karach Rifta. Chayni Amagel sat down and he started breaking bread. Asalei Shinsa. All of a sudden, he falls into a sleep. Nayim. Ahadrele Mishunisa. A rock somehow appeared around him. Ichsimeena, it covered him. Vinim, and Chayni Amagel fell asleep for how long? Shivin Shnin, for 70 years. Kicham, kicham, when Chayni Amagel woke up, Chazilahu gavar davar kamalaki minayim, he saw that person. The person that was planting the carob tree, he sees he's already harvesting. Amagel told him, Atu deshaslasei? And he just woke up and he says, "You're the one that planted." I'm like, "Me? No, Barbrei, I know. I'm that person's grandson. I'm Malay." So Chayni Amagel was a little bit confused. What's going on? He realized, "Mami, no, the Naimi Shivin Shin." He had just fallen into a very, very long sleep. Hayinu kechayomim for 70 years. Says the Gemara, Chazal Lechamre, his donkey that he had parked right next to where he sat down and eventually fell asleep, he noticed this Yaldale Ramki Ramki. It had a whole family already, had an Enoch, and there was a whole herd of donkeys there. Azalabe, he went home. Amalu, Bray the Chayni Amagel Mikayim. He was looking for his son. He says, "Is my son here?" Amalei, Bray Lessa, your son unfortunately left the world. But Bar Bray Yisa, you have an Enoch. Amalu, so he goes to his Enoch. He says, "I know Chayni Amagel. Ich bin Chayni Amagel. Lo yamnu." Nobody believed him. Azalabe Smedrish, he went to Beis Medrash. Shaminu li Rabbanon de Ka'amri. He heard the Rabbanu was saying that this halacha is so klar, like it was in the times of Chayni Amagel. What was so klar about learning in the times of Chayni Amagel? Because when Chayni Amagel would enter the Beis Medrash, kol kushi da havalu the Rabbanu have him farakel. Any kasha that the Rabbanu had, Chayni Amagel knew to know how to answer the question. Amalus, he said, "I'm not new." He couldn't believe it. Like they were cloning his times. So he said, "Ich bin em." Lo yem nu. Nobody believed him. And because nobody believed him, the Olam didn't give him the covet that he deserved. Chalish daite. He had chalisha sadas. Boy rachmi. He davened umis that he should die. And he died. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hainu da amri inchi. This is where the famous saying comes. Oy chavrusa. That if a person doesn't have a chavrusa, doesn't have someone that he can get along with, if a person doesn't have, Rashi says, someone that appreciates him for who he is, that's an interesting knetch that Rashi adds to this well-known adage of oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Either way, this is where it comes from. So just to come up for breath for 1 second with two short ha'aras. The first one is this very, very last Gemara. The Gemara says, Cholish daite, he had chalisha sadas, boy rachmi, he daven, umis, and he died. Could a person daven that he should die? You're not going to be ma'abed atzmechol adas. That's very, very chomer. So what does it mean, boy rachmi, that he daven, that he should die? And the truth is, there's another Gemara where you find the same exact idea, another classic. Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about after Reish Lakish's Ptiris, Rabbi Yochanan had tremendous tsar. And the Gemara said he would walk around, he would rice kriya, the kabachi, and he would cry, Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar, he said, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, the Havakot Sovach at the Shoft Aitamine. He poshed, he was having a hard time, mamish, keeping it together. And the Gemara says, Bo Rabbanon Rachem Elel. So Rabbanon davened for him, V'noch Nafshe. And he passed away. So there too you find this idea, this concept of davening for a person to die. And the truth is, it's very, very tzarech bir. How could a person daven for himself to die, daven for somebody else to die? There was a cheshbin. Mercy killing is not something that is oiskahalten. Euthanasia is not a halachically okay concept. So lechura, what does this mean that a person enochanami and in a state of desperation, but at the same time bo rabbon and rachmi alev anach nafshe? And here you have it that Chayni Amagel himself davening for himself and he died. By the way, this is just another classic example of Chayni Amagel. You see, all his prayers were answered. Ad kedekach, even davening that he should die. Right? I was thinking it's even more than that. The Gemara that tells the story of Chayni Amagel and how he passed away, how did it begin? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yom av shal oisei tzadik, haya mitzdar al mikra zeh. He couldn't understand this concept of a yinu kachama for 70 years. It was as a tefillah, it was a hergish that Chayni Amagel had. He couldn't understand it, and he was bitzar. No, tzadik goyitzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu merache, Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, ritzoin yurei of yasa. So Eibush says, okay, Chayni Amagel, it bothers you so much, I'll show you that it's something that's able to happen. Right? Reminiscent of the Teres Chaim that we always speak out about Rabbi Akiva, that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw what happened to Rabbi Akiva, so he said, Zu Teres Vesu Schara, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, kach, shtoi, kach, olu lefane b'machshava. And the Teres Chaim said, because Rabbi Akiva said in Brachas HaMechalof on Midbeis, when am I going to have the opportunity to be mekayim the pasuk? But he always wanted to be mekayim b'chol nafshecha. No, Rabbi Akiva was kol yomei ha'yisim mitztayer, kach also lefonai b'machshava. The machshava of Rabbi Akiva, he wants it so badly, I'm going to give it to him. The Chayni Amagel wants it so badly. Kol yomei shalois etzad, kol yomei mitztayer al mikrozeh, maybe we're going to give it to him. But again, this whole concept of davening for somebody to die is tzarech bir, something we'll talk about a different day. But going back to the earlier part of the Gemara, so the Gemara says that at some point Chayni Amagel said, bring a par. Heviu li par hoida. Bring a par hoida. Heviu li par hoida. They brought a par hoida. They did smicha. Chayni Amagel said a tefillah. And that's how Chayni Amagel was able to get the rain to stop. Rashi says, what was this par hoida? Hoida is miloshin vidui. But the Chagasarye in Gvurasari on this Gemara says, the li nira, maybe a different shot. The har par hoida lav loshin vidui mashma. It wasn't Miloshin Vidui, Elo the Carbon Toida Heviyo. It's a Hoida Miloshin Carbon Toida. Because Chazal say, Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais, that there are four people that have to give Hoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Shagasari, Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais is Lav Dafka. And really, any person that merits a tremendous toiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets something very special that happens to him. He too has an obligation to bring a carbon toiva. The Arba Tzrichim Lahoidis were four examples that Chazal gave. But it's Lav Dafka those four, says the Shagas Aryeh. And really, any person that has a dover toiva that happens to him has to bring a carbon toiva, says the Shagas Aryeh. This dar had gone through the entire winter and it hadn't rained. No. Ein lochot soru gedoyle mizu, says the Shagas Aryeh. Sha'ava roiv adar, v'lo yardu gshom. Mishum hachi, kishe yardu aydei tfilas choyni, hevi parzal v'toido. Bishvil kol Yisrael, v'karile par hoyda, loshin toido kishem ha-karben. And it was born as a carbon toido. When we learn Mesech Tezvachim, this will be a related rabbi, but when we learn Mesech Tezvachim, we spoke at a very gishmak ha-ara from the Sefer Avoy Vam, a Mesech Tezvachim. So on Daf Hei Amid Aleph, the Gemara is discussing the nuances of different carbonas, right? Every carbon is unique. An oil is unique, a chattis is unique, a shlomim is unique, a carbon toida is unique. One of the ways a carbon toida is unique, the Gemara says, is that a carbon toida is an eina ba betzibur. A carbon toida is never brought as a carbon tzibur. Carbon toida is always a carbon yachid. It's not brought as a carbon tzibur. Lashon HaGemara is toida toichiach she'eina betzibur. So he brings that he once saw a kasha from this Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says that heviu li par hoida. And what was the par hoida? Rashi says hoida's miloshin vidoy. But the Shagas Aryeh said hoida's miloshin toida. This was a carbon toida that Klai Yisrael brought because in lechatzara gedoyla mizushin yardu roiv adar, and it still hasn't rained. So you see that there was a musig of a carbon toida that was brought betzibor. Either way, there's some interesting kachin that's tucked away in this Gemara here. Tainus daf chav gimel amirami. Tainus chav gimel is as I got it. Daf as there is in the entire Shas. But at the same time, some interesting kachin, no less, that's tucked away. There's another kachin ma'ara. These are going to be related raid by Zokhni Gemara Vaiter. Ambechilki of Barbre the Choni Amagel. So we're still talking about Choni Amagel. Choni Amagel had a grandson. It was his son's son. His name was Ambechilki. And when the Olam needed rain, the Rabbanon would go to him, he would daven vasi mitra, and it would rain. So just like his grandfather, Choni Amagel, who had this uncanny ability to daven and for it to rain, Abba Chilkiah, his grandson, had the same koyach. Zim nechada, itzrich amal mitra. One day, they needed rain very badly. Shadu Rabbanon, zugid Rabbanon lagabe. So the Rabbanon sent a zug of Rabbanon, a peer of Rabbanon, lemibayi rachame, denesi mitra, go to Abba Chilkiah, ask him to rain, and it will rain. Azal Abayis say, they went to his house, but he wasn't at home. Azal Badarfa said, he went out to the field, he was working in the field. They gave him Shalom Aleichem, but he didn't acknowledge them. He didn't say Aleichem Shalom, nothing. He didn't even acknowledge them. They waited until the evening, and they saw that in the evening, he took wood back home with him. So Dorot Tzivi Umar B'chad Kasva, he held his wood and his hoe, the utensil that he used in the field on one shoulder, the glima, and he had his rekel b'chad kasva on the other shoulder. Kumlo urcha le'sayim mazani. The entire time he wasn't wearing his shoes. Kimata le'ayim, but then he came to water. Sayim mazani put his shoes on. Kimata le'hizmi v'higi. When he came towards bushes of thorns, dalinu le'mane, he lifted his pants a little bit. Kimata le'masa. When he came into the city, nafka de'visulape, his wife came to greet him. Kimakashta. And she was wearing jewelry. When he came home, first his wife entered the house. Father Ayelhiu, then he entered the house. Father Ayel Rabban, then the Rabbanan entered the house. Okay, they come into the house. Yosef Ikarach Rifta, he sat down, did Abachilkia to break bread. He didn't ask the Rabbanan if they want anything, meaning he was ignoring them. He was eating together with his family. He didn't offer them anything. Pala Grifta Liyanuki, but when he started giving the bread to the kids, the Kshisha Chada, he gave the older child one piece. Ulezutra, the younger child, tre, gave two. Amalul de Visu. Then he turns to his wife and he says, Yadana de Rabbanu Mishon Mitra Kasa. I know why the Rabbanu are here. It hasn't rained in a while. And they want us and me to daven for it to rain. Nu, Nesek le'igra, let's go up to the roof. V'nibayi rachmi, let's daven. Efshe de Meratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to our tefillah. The icing mitra, it's going to rain. So what's the advantage of just like running upstairs right now before we even have a conversation with them? Because I don't want them to think that the reason it's raining is because they asked us. Meaning, let's do this as an undercover mission. Let's go rain. They're not going to know about it. Says the Gemara, they went up to the roof. Come, he stood in one corner. V'ihi and his wife, Bechad Zavisa, in the other corner. Just like Yitzchak and Rivka. Kadon, Saluk, Anani, Mehach Zavisa. All of a sudden, as they start davening, the clouds appear. And they appear on top of the corner, the dvisu, where his wife was. Kinachas, when they came down, Amalusi turns to them, he says, am I also Rabbanon? You know, after this whole long day, he says, why did you come? Amru lei, shadu al Rabbanan. I'll tell you the truth. We're shlucha the Rabbanan. We came here. The man we buy rach mitra for it to rain. Amalu, he says, no, baruch hamakim shle hitzrich eschem. La'abe chilkiya. Baruch Hashem, you didn't have to come on to us. Meaning, look outside. It's cloudy. It's about to pour. Everything is great. So they turned to Abba Chilkiya and they said, I hear. That was very nice. Abba Amrule, they told Yodin and the Mitra Machus Marhuda. So we know that you pulled this off. And Shkayach. But before we leave, we just have a few questions. Meaning, we've heard great things about you. And really, everything that we've observed up until this point has been a little bit interesting. So maybe we want to learn Talmud Ani V'lum Ani Tzarech. Maybe you can explain to us some of your Han Hoggis. Okay, see, he said, meaning, fine. Meaning, Leimelon Mar Hani Mil de Tmil. My time, Akiv, Nala Mar Shlomo Leyas Belechom Marapi. Let's take it from the beginning. We met you, we said Shalom Aleichem, you bashed ignored us. You didn't even say Aleichem Shalom. Amalu, he said, very simple. Schir Yem Avoy. I work for somebody. And as a result, I'm a shubit to my boss. I have no right to stam give Aleichem Shalom and engage in a conversation. I'm on the clock. I hear. Umay time ador mar tzivi achad kasve v'glima achad kasve. He said, why when you went home, were you wearing, did you have the wood on one shoulder and you had your glima on the other shoulder? Amalu talashullah, it's not my talis. Lahachi shali lachale shali. I borrowed it to wear. I didn't borrow it to be able to put wood on top of it. Maybe it's going to ruin it a little bit. He said, my time akulu urchale sayim marmasani. Because what the maya sayim is, you weren't wearing shoes. Then when you came to water, you put on the shoes. Amalu kulu urcha chazina b'maya. Kulu urcha chazina. I was able to see as I'm walking. So I know if I'm going to walk on something I shouldn't be walking on, I just won't walk on it. But b'maya like a chazina. But when I walk through water, I don't see what's on the bottom of the water. So I have no choice. I have to protect myself. I have to wear shoes. He said, my time it came matam mar lehizmi vehigi dalinu lamani. Why did you lift your pants when you came to the thorns? Amalusi told him, zeh mal arucha, vzeh enei mal arucha. So if I scratch my foot up a little bit, it's going to be mal arucha. It's eventually going to heal. But my pants aren't going to heal. I can't afford a tailor, so I'm going to be stuck. He said, my time came out the mala masa, nafke the visu the maraki mekashta. He says, how come when you met your wife? Your wife, she came out, she was wearing all her jewelry. Amalu kadeshale etin einai be isha achera. She wants to make sure I don't look at another isha. My time aile hiberech vada aile mar abasra. How come when you entered your house, did your wife enter first and then you went in afterwards? Vata ilina, and only after you let us in. Amalu si tom yishumdolei, but kisali, because I don't really know who you are. I never did a proper background search on you, and I have no choice, chashdeyu, but the chavdeyu, so I have to make sure. I didn't want you to be together with my wife, so my wife went in first, and then I went in, and then you went in. My time, kikarch my rift aliyamalan esi kruchu. How come he didn't offer us any food, right? That's a good question. He sits down, and that mamish sitting over there, right, we spoke about bal ta'achar. He didn't even offer him anything. How come he didn't? He sent me shum to in a fisher rifta. I said, because I pasha don't have food. I don't have. So what? What's the point? The point is, not that I don't want to give you from what I don't have. You're not going to take. I knew there's no way you're going to take. Elamai, what's going to happen? I'm going to offer it. You're going to say no thanks, and you're going to walk away, and you're going to say, wow, what a chosh of a mensch. He offers me what he doesn't have. He mamish had nothing. He's an oni ve'evian, and afal pikin, he's offering me. I don't want that. I didn't want you to have that feeling towards me. My time of yav mali nuka keshisha. He says, how come when you were giving out your food, you gave the older son less? You gave him one and the younger child too. My older son, he's at home. But my younger children, they're never home. And because they're never home, so I don't really, they don't have access to food necessarily. So I felt I have to give them a little bit more. My time akadim soluk anani mehachzo viso da havekaima de visu demar la anono dide. Apparently, they really knew what happened. Not only did they know that he had davened, but they knew that he was in one corner, his wife was in the other corner. He says, how come the Vulcan? Why did the cloud come first to your wife's side? Because my wife, she's always home. V'yaveh rifta la'ani. She, when she gives tztaka, her tztaka is she gives people bread. When I give tztaka, I'm giving people money. The difference is, umekarva hanayasa. Bread is mekarva hanayasa. Like we saw with the story with Nachum Ish Gamzu. That's tachlis. The quicker you can give it is a milo. If I know you hit nozuza, I just give money. If I like makarvana yasa, therefore her schos is bigger than mine. Inami, another reason, because hani biryoni, the habi b'shivavusa, because there were chevra that lived in our neighborhood and they weren't behaving. Ano boy rachmi de lemisu. I daven that they should die. The he boy rachmi de lahadri betyufta. She daven they should do tshuva. The hadru they ended up doing tshuva. Kivegun Gilian Asha says, I am brachas daf yura medalef. Rabbi Kivegas Mi Mitzayin is a very, very similar story with Beruria, the wife of Rav Meir. It was the same thing. There were Beruyonim in the neighborhood, and they were causing problems. Rav Meir said, let's daven for them to die. Beruria said, Yitamu Chatam Min Ha'aretz Lo Nemar. It doesn't say Yitamu Chaitim. It says Yitamu Chatam. You're supposed to daven for them to do tshuva. But regardless, that's the story of Abba Chilkia, who was the grandson of Nachum Ishganza. Just one more of Chayni Amag. One more Gemara. Chanan Hanechva. Chanan, that was his name, Hanechva. Bar Barte to Chayni Amagel. He was the son of the daughter of Chayni Amagel. Oy Chaneinikol from Chayni Amagel. Ki Mitzruch Amal Mitra, not surprising. If the Olam ever needed rain, have Mishadra Rabbanon, they, Yenuka de Bei Rav Legabe, they would send a child to him, and Venoktile Beshifule Glime. And he would be able to go ahead, and he would be able to make it rain. What would he do? The Amri Le, they would say, Abba, Abba, Havlon Mitra. Abba, Abba, make it rain. Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was his tefillah. He would say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Aseh Bishvil Elu, make it rain for these people, She'ein Makirin Bein Abba D'Yav Mitra, La'Abba D'Lo Yav Mitra. They think I'm the Abba that's making it rain. You're the Abba that makes it rain. My car le Chanan HaNechva. So Gemara says, why was it called Chanan HaNechva? Nei Shoyim Mach V'Yatsu Beis HaKiseh, because he was a Nechva. Where was he Nechva? In the Beis HaKiseh. He used to hide in the Beis HaKiseh. That's why he was called Chanan HaNechva. We're going to stop here. This concludes the Chayni Amago part of that, which was the overwhelming majority of the daf. So just to end with one Ha'ara, as it relates to the story of Chayni Amagel. So first of all, just a little bit of background. Who was Chayni Amagel? The Rambam, in his Hakdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos, so he goes through the history of the Tanoim, and he discusses the first generation of Tanoim, the second generation of Tanoim, etc., etc. The first generation of Tanoim was the generation of Shimon HaTzadik. The second generation was Antignus Ishsoichoi. The Rambam comes to V'hachabura HaChamishas. The fifth generation was Chayni Amagel. The Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Shetach, Ayin Shom the Rambam. But Chayni Amagel was a fifth generation Tana. Now just to put it into a little bit of perspective, Hillel and Shammai were seventh generation Tana. So the Rambam refers to him as the Chabura HaChamishas. This, that Chayni Amagel was a very, very early Tana. I think what brings it out even more is the Rambam a little bit later in his Akdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos says that, and we mention this all the time, that if you go through all the Tanaim in the Mishnah, so they're presented in three different ways. Most Tanaim are presented as Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Tarfin, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. There are other Tanaim that are mentioned as Rabban. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai, and then there are Tanoim that are mentioned with no title at all. Says the Rambam, most Tanoim were referred to as Rabbi. That's the way you refer to a Tana. The Tanoim that were greater than that were referred to as Rabban. The Tanoim that were even greater than that were given no title at all. And the reason is, says the Rambam, is because they were so chashuv, they were so great, that e'efsher limtsoi kinui ro'ilohem l'chabed eshemam. It's impossible to find the right title and the right way to describe their greatness. And the Rambam says, raya l'davar k'moysha en kinu l'neviyim. Why is it Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel and Yeshaya, and not Reb Yirmiyo, Reb Yecheskel, and Reb Yeshaya? The Torah says, because there's no title in the world that could do justice to the Nevi'im. So the Rambam says, in the same vein, there was certain Tanom that was so great that it was impossible to capture their greatness with a title. We always say that Hillel HaTzadik had 80 Talmidim. Katan Shebekulon was Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. Gadol Shebekulon was Yoinus ibn Azil. The Katan was Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. The Gadol was Yoinus ibn Azil. The Gadol had no title. Either way, so the Rambam says that the greatest of all the Tanoim had no title. And then the Rambam gives examples of Tanoim that had no title. Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichai, Yoisi ben Yoyezer, Yoisi ben Yoichanan, Yeshua ben Prachio, Nitayar Bailey, Chayni Amagel. Shmaya, Talia, Hill, Shammai, but Chayni Amagel is mentioned and listed as a Tana that had no title. So you want to know who exactly was Chayni Amagel? Chayni Amagel is a fifth generation Tana. He's also in a very elite group of Tanaim that are not Rebbe, it's not Reb Chayni Amagel, it's not Rabban Chayni Amagel, but rather it's Chayni Amagel without any title at all. Now one thing was very clear in the Gemara, and that is that Chayni Amagel was a big davener. And it sounds like when the Yidden needed a Yeshua specifically for rain, they would go to him. And this was a Messiah that remained in the family. The Gemara told stories about two of his grandchildren, his son's son and his daughter's son, that were in the same geshäft, where they had some special and some unique koyach tefillah. In fact, tefillah was such an important part of the legacy of Choni Amagel. Rashi says in Masechtas Menachos that Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, that the reason Choni Amagel was called Choni Amagel is because of this story of the Og Uga. That's what Rashi says in Menachos Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. This was a defining story for Choni Amagel. But the point is, Choni Amagel is given a grace to Davener. So just something very, very interesting. Sefer Yosifon. This is from the original Sefer Yosifon Ben Gurion. So this is in Perik Shiva Vishloshim. It's in Perik Lamed Zayin. So just one excerpt. Be'esahi. So the exact context was there was a civil war taking place in Eretz Yisrael between two brothers. One brother's name was Hyrcanus, and the other brother's name was Aristobulus. The Gemara actually talks about this in a few places in Shas, the Gemara in the end of Soita. There's a few places where the Gemara is Megala a little bit about this episode, but this is something that Yosefun wrote about at great length. So this is Tkufa Soif Bayesheni, and there was a major civil war. One of the brothers sided with the Romans. In fact, he's the one that brought the Romans into Eretz Yisrael, who eventually destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban talks about it in his Pirush al HaTorah. The Romans were brought into Eretz Yisrael by the Yidden. That's a sometimes forgotten fact in terms of the whole history of Churban Bayis Sheni. But either way, this is going on around that time. So listen to Yosefun. Be'esahi ekifu es Yerushalayim mipoy umipoy am Yehuda ve'am ha'arav. V'hoya oz mistat ba'am Yehuda ishchas. There was a person who was living in Eretz Yisrael. Ushmai Choyni. His name was Choyni. V'hoya tzadik. The of Leiloi Kov, Asher Boichin Venimtsa Shalim, the Hua Yoime Beperetz, Umispawa Bavur Amashem. He had a special Koychat feel, he would always daven for the Yidden. Ubehatz Ashemai Beloye Matar, if there was ever a time that it didn't rain, he knew Ishaze Asher Shmoi Choini, this person whose name was Choini, Hoye Mispal, he would daven, Veshoyo Matar Miyam Hashem, he would daven for rain, Vashem Hoye Oineu Tamid Bitfilasai. Hashem always answered his tefillah, Veloye Hoye Ma'acher Sheilasai. Immediately, he would always get answered right away. This is Yosefun talking about a man named Choini. Koy Asa Choini Pa'amim Rabbis. This happened many, many times. If there was ever a hunger, there was a famine in the land of Eretz Yisrael. It was during this war, the war between the two brothers, between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. Choyni was hiding in Machne Yehuda. They brought him in front of the leaders. This is what they asked him. Here's the request. Said Choyni, we're summoning you. We have a request. Hispalel al hadover azeh shekaralanu. Daven for us. Ula yasa Hashem leman shemoi. Vayancha and Hashem maybe will answer you. Kasha ono oyischal sheilas amotev. What do they want? What's the tefillah? Here's the punchline. Vayitem biyodenu es Aristobulus ves hakiyan mashiimoi. So the Hyrcanus camp hires. They summons Choyni Amagel and they tell Choyni, we want you to daven for us, so that Aristobulus, the enemy, should be taken down. Vayan oisam choyni vayim. So Choyni answered. He said, Atam am Hashem. You are the am Hashem. Vehem and Aristobulus, Kayanov, they're also priests of Hashem. Vani espalul aleich, I'm going to daven for you that everything should be gewaldic. Aba vagam al Kayanov espalul. I'm going to daven for them as well. Veloy akalel, veloy or, es koyanei Hashem. I'm not going to curse anyone. I'm not going to daven that anything bad should happen to anybody. But they pushed him. They were persistent. Da. If you're not going to listen to us, ki mois tamos. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse. They said, if you don't do what we need you to do, you're going to die. Vayika hatzer loy. It was getting so bad. So Choyni turns his eyes to Shamayim. Vayifres his kapov. He lifts his hands. Vayispalu vayoyim. And he said the following. Hashem alikei Shamayim. Melech oilam kuloi. Asher nefesh kol chai biyotcha. Vayetzim machshleis avav enosh amcha v'koyanecha. Vahochim lavavim eilecha. Valtane eile al eile lera kiim letoivo. Ki eile amecha v'eilehim koyanecha. So he went ahead and he said a tefillah. They weren't happy with this tefillah. He said the tefillah he said he was going to say. And that is, he davened for everyone to be matzliach. As he was saying these things, Vayiplu im Roshne Yehuda Olav Pisaim, the Am Rishay Yehuda, the Risham went and they attacked him, Vayimisu, and they killed him. They killed Choyni. V'loy Echar Hashem es nekmasai, but Hashem avenged the blood of Choyni Amagel immediately. Vayaches Machne Yehuda Badever, and he caused Machne Yehuda to have some magefa, v'yamiseh, and they died, v'yamusu hamoin rav mi Yehuda al dam Choyni. This is the story that's mentioned in Sefer Yosefun. So in the Sefer, Yichusei Tanon V'Amayram. Now, Yichusei Tanon V'Amayram was written by a Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Kloinimus Mishapiro. And he's known as the Rebbe of the Rekeach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Kloinimus Mishapiro, who's the Rebbe of the Rekeach, who, by the way, we've mentioned this in the past, the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis somewhere says that he was also the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And the reason that's so interesting is because his name was Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Kloinimus. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, ironically, had an Edom whose name was Yehuda. But that's a whole other conversation. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Kloinimus Mishapiro, the Baal Yechusei Tanon V'Amayram, he brings this story. He brings this Meisne of Chayne Amagel, the story that Yosefun says. And incidentally, Yosefun never referred to him as Chayne Amagel. I slipped. But he actually never said it. But it's poshut that this was Chayne Amagel. I mean, there's enough giveaways and enough clues that this is who it was. But either way, he brings the story of Chayne. He says, of course, it was Chayne Amagel. Now, the Gemara also tells the story of Chayne Amagel. And the Gemara tells the story about how he died. And the Gemara says, how did he die? He died... He fell asleep for 70 years, and then he davened that he should die. Incidentally, the Yechusei Tanon V'Amayram brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here, also in the third parak of Masechtas Tainis, and the Yerushalmi says that the two stories of Chayne Amagel weren't the same Chayne Amagel. The Chayne Amagel that davened for rain, the story with Shimon ben Shatach, is not the Chayne Amagel that fell asleep for 70 years. That Chayne Amagel lived during Bayis Rishon. But the Yechusei Tanon V'Amayram, Rabbi Yishol Rekeach, Yehuda Barab Kloinimus Mishapiro, says that it's Pashat the Babli is arguing with the Yerushalmi. Because from reading the Babli, it sounds like it was the same person. So he says, if it's the same person, our Bavli really has to shtim with Sefer Yosefun Ben Gurion. It has to shtim with the story that Yosefun told. How does it shtim? So he says, you have to say that it's Pashat. All the Gemara says is that Chayne Amagel davened that he should die. It doesn't say how he died. It doesn't say how his prayers were answered. You want how his prayers were answered? This is the way they were answered. Meaning, when you read the story of Yosefun, it sounds like Chayne Amagel, who always was a pile of Yeshua's, all his tefillahs were answered. All of a sudden, now, somehow there was a glitch. This was like an aberration. This was an exception to the rule. It's not true. The rest of the story is he had davened for this to happen. This is really what he wanted. Like Rabbi Akiva, Kol Yom Ha'Yisi Mitzdar, this was a Kol Yom Ha'Yisi Mitzdar. Or at least at the very end of his life, he davened that he, but regardless, that as I state in the Sefer Yechusei Tanon V'Amayram, definitely, definitely fascinating as far as the rest of the story of who Chayne was. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is going to be the topic of Daf Chaf Hei. Kola Oilam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni V'Chanina B'ni Dailoi B'Kaf Chruv Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. It's a Gemara Masechtas Tainis, and it's coming up in Yetz Hashem. But the Gemara, in the end of the fifth parak of Masechtas Brachos, a parak that talks about Hilchas Tfila, talks about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It says... The Gemara. V'shuv Maisa Rab Chanina ben Doisa. There was a story with Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Shehalach lo my Torah es Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. V'chala benoish Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. And Rab Yechem ben Zakkai's son became sick. Amaloi. So he told him, Chanina beni, my son Chanina, bakish olav racham in v'yichaya. Rab Yechem ben Zakkai's son is sick. So he turns to his Talmud, Rab Chanina ben Doisa, and he asked him to daven for him, that he should have a refuah. He niach roisha ben birkov. So he put his head ben birkov. Bike shnol of rachamim. He davened the choya and he lived. Amr Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai said, "Ulmoli yitiach ben Zakkai is roisha ben birkov kol yom kula." He said, "Had I myself done this the whole day, lahei mashkichen olav. Nobody would have listened to me." Rabbi Chaim ben Dais had a koich atil that I don't have. Amr leishtoy. So Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai's wife heard this. The Rebbetzin heard this. She said, "Chanina gadol mimcha. Chanina is bigger than you." How could that be? You bastach the Rebbe. How could it be? Amaloi said, "Laugh." No, I never said that. Elo, what I meant was, is who doima ke eved lifnei amelech? He is like an eved lifnei amelech. Va'ani doima kisar lifnei amelech. That's what I meant to say. He's like an eved lifnei amelech. I'm only like a sar lifnei hamelech. And as a result, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa has a koyach atfila that I myself don't have. Because I'm a sar, but he's an eved. The truth is, the Gemara is very, very sussum. And it's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's teretz to his wife was, what the explanation was, that although Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is really greater than Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, but at the same time, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa has a koich atfilo, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that I don't have, because who doim el ever b'fnei ha-melech? And I'm doim it to a sar l'fnei ha-melech. But the Vilna Goyen, in his Pirish on Megillus Esther, this is right in the beginning of Esther, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, "Bishnas Shalosh L'molchoi." Asna Mishta, L'chol sorav va'avodav. Cheo poras umadai. Hapartam in v'sorei ha'medino yislofonam. So it was in the third year of his reign. Also mishta. This is Suda Sachashverish. Sachashverish when he made a Suda for who? L'chol sorav va'avodav. Says the Vilna Gaon. L'shoinoi hazav. Also mishta l'chol sorav va'avodav. Pirish. Sar. The word sar. Hu ha'moshel ala yorois v'chol ha'shaloi. A sar is a very high ranking official. A sar is a chief something. He's in a position where he has tremendous, tremendous authority. He has tremendous power. V'roya, and he has to oversee huge, huge geshefting. V'avodav, who's an eved, him ha'mesharsin as ha'melech. An eved is very low on the totem pole as far as rank and file goes. But at the same time, he's roya as p'nei ha'melech. He's always by the melech. He always has access. Because at the end of the day, he has to be there. If somebody wants to see the king, who al yaday? I mean, always everything has to go through him. So says the Vilna Gaon. Also, mishtel chol sarim avadim. Who are the sarim and who are the avadim? The sarim, these are the governors, the senators. These are people that have high-ranking positions. You want to know who the eved is? The eved is are people that they're more secretary-type positions. But at the same time, they're nichnas v'yotza. Every time they send an email, every time they call, immediately they're going to get a response. Because at the end of the day, the melech relies on them on a day-in, day-out basis. And on some level, they control everything that goes on in the Dalai Lamas of the Melech. Says the Vilna Gaon. V'zehu she'amr b'gemara. This is Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'chi chanina gadol memcha? Rabbi Yechim Zakeh, his wife, asked Rabbi Yechim Zakeh, is chanina greater than you? Amalei v'ayav. Elohu doyme ke'evel lefnei ha'melech, v'anik doyme ke'sar lefnei ha'melech. Listen to the Gaon's Lashon. V'ini ha'gemara ha'zois einoy muven. The Gemara has no Havana. Ma heishav al sheilasa. What was the teretz to this question? Ulefi mashek osafti osi shapa. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm going to tell you the pshat. A sar in ruchnias. What does it mean to be one of the sarim of the Eivishta? Hu ha moishal b'toira. That's someone that's moishal b'toira. V'ho eved. What's an eved? Hu ha oisek tamid b'yichudim u b'tfilois. V'heim ha-chasidim ha-rishoinim shayim mispalalim b'kavonu g'doila. There's two b'chinas when it comes to serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can be a sar and you can be an eved. A sar is someone that's moishal b'toira. He has a big, he's oversees the greatest geshefting. He's a sar on this chelik of learning, on that chelik of learning. He's writing that sefer, all the great sarim of our history. Sar is someone that's moishal b'toira. An eved is a different b'chinah. An eved is someone that's oisek tamid b'yichudim u'betfilois. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai's wife asked, he said, Klum Chanina Godom Amcha, is Chanina greater than you? Pirish, what do you mean to say? B'toira? Is he greater than you in Toira? Of course not. I'm greater than him in learning, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai said. Ela Shani Daime Kesar. Shani Boki Bechol Chedre Toira Yoisem Imenu. And what's the Marum Bokim for this? Sukkah Chav Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is cotton shebekulam. Amru all of our Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. Shulah hiniach mikro, everything. He knew every single thing in the world. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh was baki b'chol chedri atayra. Ach, hu ke'evel lefnei ha'melech. He's an evel lefnei ha'melech. Because he's oisek tamir b'yichudinu b'tfilois, he's yachal lovi b'chol eis v'ha'melech oisalei b'akosha asay. V'zeu sha'omar l'chol sarav. So says the Vilna Gaon. You want to know the Hezbollah in the Gemara? Rabbi Yechim and Zaki was saying is no, he's greater. But at the same time, with his greatness comes the fact that he's out dealing with geopolitical issues and he's traveling and he's coming and he's going. He doesn't have the same access to the Melech, even as the Eved, even though the Eved is not on the same rank as he is. But at the same time, he's always by the Melech. How do you become an Eved? That's a madrega of Eved. How do you become a sar? That's through Torah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was bepchinas sar, whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was bepchinas Eved. That's the way the Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara in the end of the fifth parak, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, in Mesechtes Brachas. But I was thinking, I think maybe there's another bechina. The Gaon said there's a sar and there's an Eved. And that other bechina is a ben. What's a ben? A ben, a son, he really has the best of both worlds. Meaning, he's the son of the melech, he's the son of the CEO, and as a result, he's going to have a good job, he's going to be able to come and go, he's going to have access, but at the same time, if he calls his father, as the chakind. So really, he has the milo of the father, of the sar, and he has the milo of the eved as well. The truth is, if you think about it, the ben isn't just the sar plus the eved.
It's 1 + 1 equals more than 2. There's a synergy. And the reason is because the ben can say certain things that the eved can't say. Right? The father can't fire his son. The father can fire the eved. The ben has the ability to say things and to get away with things that even the eved can't do. So the ben has the ma'il of sar, the ben has the ma'il of eved, and not just that, he can get away with things. Chayni Amagel was what? Chayni Amagel went, and every single time he would daven, he was able to make it rain. Chayni Amagel had this incredible koyach. Yosefu was impressed with Chayni Amagel. Even he talks about him. He says there was this person, his name was Chayni, and whenever he would daven, boom, right away, that second his tefillah would be answered. It was a tremendous koyach. Where does that come from? We have the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, afilu hiniach ben Zakkai. If he would have done this the whole day, he wouldn't have been answered. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisna, he had a koyach. But Kinnira, there's even a bigger koyach. And that's the koyach of Chayni Amagel. What was Chayni Amagel? What does the Gemara say? He was kebet. Goli v'yadu lefanecha. He turns to David, he says, they're coming to me. You know why they're coming to me? Because they know, shani keben bayis lefanecha. I'm not a sar. I'm not an eved. I'm a ben bias. What did Shimon ben Shattach say? Any other person, any sar, any eved, any person that would say this, we would point you into chayrim. But you're diff. Ma esalecha? Sha'ata mischate lefnei amokim va'oisalecha ritzoincha keben shemischate al ove va'oisalei ritzoinoi va'olecha kasev oimer yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogi ilad etecha bris milafein. He said, "You're yismach avicha v'imecha. You have the koyach ben." That was the secret to the koyach of Chayni Amagel, and that's this idea that Chayni Amagel was even able to talk, he can handle in Azal Oifen, he could say things that even Rabbi Chanina Doisa couldn't say. Because he's not just Ke'eber Lefnei HaMelech, he's Keben Lefnei HaMelech. He has the Koyach, he's Keben Lefnei HaMelech. So I was thinking that the Goyim said that what's the Madrega of Sar? Sar is someone that's Moshel B'chol Chedrei HaTorah. It's Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. What's the Madrega of Eved? That's Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He's Oisik B'Yechudin U'B'Tfilois. A Ben has the Milo of the Sar, he has the Milo of the Eved. If that's the case, you would think that what's the credentials to be the Ben? The credentials are you have to be Moshel in Bechol Chedrei HaTorah, and at the same time, you also have to be someone that's Oisik B'Yechudin. You have to be someone that's Oisik B'Tfilas. The fact that Chayni Amagel was Oisik B'Tfilas, that's clear. That's the whole Taina Stav Chav Gimel. That's very, very clear. But what about Torah? The Gemara says when Chayni Amagel went into Beis Medrash 70 years later, after he woke up, he said, he walks in, Shamidul Rabbanan, the Ka'amri, Nehirin Shmeitzin, Kibishnei Chayni Amagel. The Torah is so clear, like in the times of Chayni Amagel. The Chavai, Lebei Midrasha. Who was Chayni Amagel? When he walked into Beis Medrash, called Kushya the Havalu, the Rabbanan, Havam Afarakul. Chayni Amagel wasn't just Isaac in Yechudim and Tfilos. Chayni Amagel was a Sar, and he was an Evid. What happens when a person's a Sar and a person's an Evid? He ends up a Ben. And that's the Madrego of Chayni Amagel. So the story of Chayni Amagel is Keben Amaschat. It's Yismach Avicha V'Imecha V'Sogu Yilad Atecha, and that's really what Chayni was. There's Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai Brachas Lamadal of Abayis Afilu Hiniach ben Zakkai Kol Hayom Kulo, he wouldn't have been answered because he's a Sar. And then there's a Madrega Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Hiniach Reishnei ben Birkov, and boom, he was answered right away. He's Ke'ed, like the Goyen said. Chayni Amagel, several generations earlier, Chayni Amagel's not Rabban Yoichan ben Zakkai, he's not Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa. He's like the Rambam says, he's just Chayni Amagel. And because he's just Chayni Amagel, so therefore he has this Koyach. What was he? He was the Ben. What's the Ben? He has the Milus of the Sar, he has the Milus of the Evan, and it's for that reason he was able to pull this off. Just to end with one thing, and that is, the truth is, you know, we're talking about how Rebbe Yoichan ben Zakkai is a Sar, and Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa is an Evan, and Chayni Amagel, he's even a bad. Truth is, we're all Bonim Lashem, right? Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem. And we pass him like Reb Meir, who says, Benkach Ubenkach Kriyim Bonim. So on some level, every single Yid, Be'etzim, when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to asking something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also Keben. And really, every single person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of, Yismach Avicha V'Imecha V'Sogu Yilad Atecha. On some level, of course, we're dealing with Madregas, Sar, Eved, Ben, the way the Vilna Gaon explained the pnimius of what these madregas are. But on some level, really, every single yid has a koyach tefillah. So just to end with one beautiful medrash. The medrash says that when the yidden were at the Yamsuf, so Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening. And what does the Ebeshah tell Moshe? What are you davening for? Right? Daber alam v'yisol. Go tell them, let them start traveling. Zok the medrash. Dover racha. Amr Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalom Meshem Rabbi Lazar. Basav Adam, a human being. Ba ani leimet dvarav lefanav. Any shmei man, right? Someone up and ani comes and he asks somebody for a request. He may not pay attention to him. Ba asher, but a chashav person comes leimet dam yadu shmei u'makabli. He's going to take him more seriously. Kadosh Baruch Hu enekein. The Eibusha doesn't operate that way. Ela hakol shavim lefanav. Everybody's the same. Hanochim va'avodim va'aniim va'ashirim. Teidalecha shari moishna rabin shal kol anavim. When the Torah describes the tefillah of Moshe, it describes it the same way as the tefillah of the Ani. But Moshe ksev, what did it say by Moshe? Tefillah le Moshe Israel ekim. Uba Ani ksev, tefillah le Ani ki yatev. V'lefnei Hashem yishbay chsicha. Zu tefillah, v'zu tefillah. Beautiful medrash. Same words. Tefillah le Ani and tefillah le Moshe. L'hoi diyachon. It's coming to teach. Sha'akol shavim betfilah lefnei amakim. That everybody is the same when it comes to tefillah. Says the Medrash, here's the punchline. Teidu lecha, kishiyatsu Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, rodav achreim pari. Pari started chasing after them. Shenemar upari hikrim. So what did the Yidden do? The Yidden started davening. The Pasuk says, upari hikrim vayisu b'nei Yisrael senev hinu Mitzrayim noisei achreim. Vayiru moide gatskir. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They started davening. Rashi says, Tafsu umna savoysam. Avram davin, Yitzchak davin, Yaakov davin. So Tafsu umna savoysam, they started davening as well. Nu, Hizchel Moshe afu mispal lefnei amakim. So then Moshe Rabbeinu started davening as well. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. The Eibusha tells Moshe, Ma ta'im edu mispala? Ma titzak eilai? Poshit, how do you learn the Pasuk? What do you have to daven? Now's not the time to daven. Now's the time to run. It's not the time to daven. Zokhtim Medrash. You know what the Eibusha told Moshe? Mat loma ato imidu mispalo kvar hispalo lubanai. My son's already daven to me. Vishamati tfiloson. I heard that tfilo. Shenemer matitzak elai. The matitzak elai was because four psukim earlier it says vayitzaku bnei Yisrael el Hashem. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. So Tevish, you don't have to daven anymore. Tfilo loani kiyatov. I don't need tfilo lo Moshe. It's matitzak elai. Kvar hispalo lubanai vishamati tfiloson. My son's daven to me already. There's no reason for you to have to daven for me anymore. So we're learning all these gemaras about the tefillah of Chaniah Magal, Rav Chanina ben Doisa. I mean, this is the whole theme of the, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. It's going to be all the different amiram, and they all daven, and they all daven. The MS is every single yid has a koyach tefillah. Of course, there's Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who's an Eved Lefnei HaMelech, and then there's Rav Chanina Magal, who's Yismach Avicha Ve'imecha, Kebena Meschatu Lefnei Ovid, Ve'oysel Eretzayne. But really, every single yid, on some level, has this ability as well, and that's this medrash when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to daven after the Yidden davened already. So Davish the Matitza Kela, it says already by Yitzhakim Neyasol Hashem. My son's davened already. At this point, it's not necessary even for the tefillah of Moshe.